Greetings and salutations. I think this is going to be a quick one. So, last week Friday, on my way back from Hawaii, I stopped to use the restroom in Houston, I believe it was. Was it Houston? Yes, it was Houston. And in the stall, written in Sharpie, was, I want to say Rebecca is a whore and a homewrecker. I'm sorry. Rebecca, who works at some store, booth, or kiosk in the airport, I don't remember the name, is a whore and a homewrecker. And I looked at that note there, written by some angry woman, and I thought, first of all, this is not grade school or high school. This is not what we're doing as adults. Second of all, Rebecca didn't wreck your home, sis. Your man did. Your home cannot be wrecked from the outside in. It is wrecked from the inside out. Okay? Rebecca was outside. Somebody invited her in. And whatever happened, happened. I cannot. It's like a pet peeve of mine. She's a homewrecker thing. It makes me crazy. Rebecca didn't promise you nothing. She didn't make a commitment to you. She didn't stand up in a church in front of anybody and promise to love, honor, and cherish you. Your husband or your partner did. Rebecca owes you nothing. He's supposed to protect you, not her. That's not her job. Should she be doing what she was doing? No, because it's wrong. Yes, it is wrong, but it's not her job to worry about you. She worrying about herself. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. It makes me insane. Like the people who call Alicia Keys a home. Oh, she's a homewrecker. No. Mm-mm. He was 1 foot out of that house already. She didn't go to his house and pick him up and take him outside. He was already outside, at least 1 foot out. That's why they are where they are now. It's not right, but it ain't her fault. I don't understand why people feel the need to say that and get so angry and impassioned about it. Dog, it's no. Mm-mm. Hold the responsible party accountable for their behavior and the outcome. Not the innocent bystander. That's like calling the police and telling them there's a woman standing outside my front gate robbing my house. What now? She's outside. How is she robbing your house? You're inside, she's outside. She can't be robbing your house. Somebody might be passing your stuff to her, but she ain't in there robbing your house. I'm not okay with that notion of homewrecker. I think it's trash. It's complete and utter trash. Your shit was already broken. And if you didn't know, that's a sign of a bigger problem. It was already broken. If he left, he stepped out, it was already broken inside. I don't know that there are any happy men. Hear me out. Any happy men who step out. Don't get me wrong. I'm fully aware that a happy man can be enticed. He can be seduced. I get all of that. But a happy man who loves his person is not going to fall for it. Is not going to step out there. Because he's happy, right? Why? Maybe I don't get it, because from a female perspective, women don't, well, I shouldn't say don't. I don't believe. I believe a majority of women who are unfaithful from an emotional perspective before anything else.
I think we are emotional creatures and we operate off of emotions. And so that's how that would go from the woman's perspective. I believe a man is visual and he's physical. So if he's not getting what he wants at the house and somebody's dangling in front of him, then yes, like a carrot on a stick, he's going to follow that around. That's just my belief. I also, and I have no proof, this is just my theory, that a woman will leave a relationship for her own sanity and peace of mind. And a man will leave a relationship for another woman. I do not know of many instances where a man has left a relationship to be by himself. I know women who have done that. I'm unhappy here. This is unhealthy. I'm going to leave for my own sanity. And I'm going to go over there. And I'm going to get my own apartment by myself on my own with my child or children, if that's the case. But I find that a man is not going to leave his house to go live by himself. I don't know that to be the case. I feel like a man is more likely to sit in whatever he is in, as miserable as he may be, stay for the sake of the children or the old, it's cheaper to keep her. I'm familiar with that one too. Then they will leave and go just be by themselves. I could be wrong, but that is my personal observation. In all of my 41 years. And if I'm wrong, tell me. If you've got some, you know, statistics and data to support it, I'd love to hear it. But that's just my personal view on the situation. And then there are men who will cheat and stay. Like Rebecca and whoever she was sleeping with. I don't know. Maybe he stayed. Maybe old girl found out. But again, I feel like we're adults. You're not happy? Leave. It's cheaper to keep her? Maybe you should have a conversation. Listen, this ain't working, but I know that separately we can't make it work individually financially. So let's decide on how we're going to do this financially. Maybe that would work. I don't know. I don't know if a woman would be down for that. Like, so you're going to stay here in my house, in this bed with me, but I'm to know that you're out there doing whatever you do, but we only staying because of finances. I don't know that a woman would stand for that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know that I could handle that. I might need to give that some thought. No, I don't. I don't need to give that any thought because I'm not in that situation. Still single as a dollar bill, so I don't need to give that an ounce of thought. That's not a thing for me to consider. But I would love to hear any other thoughts on the subject. One, a home cannot be wrecked from the outside in. It's got to be wrecked from the inside out. So quit calling people home wreckers. Ain't nobody wreck your stuff. It's been wrecked from inside. Nobody outside is a home wrecker. Let's get rid of that. Two, a woman will leave a marriage or a relationship for her own sanity and self-worth. And three, that a man will sit in a marriage, relationship, commitment, whatever, for the duration and will most likely only leave to be with another woman or another person. I'm not gonna gay, straight, whatever, it doesn't matter. But my theory is a man will only leave to be with somebody else. Those are my three tidbits and thoughts for the night. Let me see, was there anything else? No. That might be it. That might actually be it. Well, guess I'm done rambling for the evening. That's all I have. Yeah, that might be all I have. I mean, maybe I would be open to... Never mind. Disregard. I'm, like I said, still single, so it's not even a... That's not a concept I would walk into. I don't know. Maybe I would walk into that out the gate. And that would be an open relationship. Yeah, but see, when you do that, you have to have boundaries. There's got to be a great deal of trust and respect and boundaries there. I don't know. That would be probably based on the person and the nature of the relationship and the level of trust, respect, and comfort in the relationship. I can't, you know, down an open relationship because I've never been in one. And it works for some people, I guess. Would it work for me? That's a tough one. An open relationship. Yeah, I need details and specifics as far as what that would entail. I'd have some questions. Yeah, I'd have some questions. But anyway, I really have to give that some thought and circle back. But that's what I had. That's all I had for the night. So I'd love to hear some feedback. I've not gotten any comments or anything, but I would surely appreciate it. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, well... Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time and have a great evening, morning, afternoon, night, whatever is applicable to you at this moment. Okay, thanks. Bye.